Hello and welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, episode 12. 12 whole weeks of me rambling at you. And yes, today is going to be one of those. Unfortunately, due to personal situations, I'm left rambling at you. Today I'm going to talk to you about backup plans, why it's important, and in this very, very specific situation, why I'm very lucky to have backup plans for when my other half went in for surgery today. So, enjoy me rambling at you. Sorry there's no news, and there won't be a throwback to YouTube. But here's my thoughts on backup plans and why they're important. Hello and welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Today is an eye-opening one for me, so I thought I'd share it with you. And it's the eye-opening realization of how much you need backup plans. Now, I'm quite an organized person. My life lessons and my business lessons over the 30 odd years that I've been alive and the 20-ish that I've been an adult has taught me that you always need to have some kind of safety net or backup plan that you can put in place when things go wrong or when situations change. Now, why is this topic that's on my mind? Well, as we speak, my other half is currently sat in hospital and she's currently going through a surgery for her own personal privacy. Obviously won't explain why, but safe to say that it's not an urgent thing, you know, it's not life or death, but it's still something that will change the way that we live for the next 6 to 8 weeks and our plans for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And I don't mean that I'm jetting off to Greece, I'm not buying Elton John tickets, right? I mean everyday today life kind of stuff. You know, you wake up in the morning, who's feeding the mini human, who's taking the mini human places, who's looking after things, who's cooking, who's cleaning, are you going to work, are you not, that kind of thing. Now, I wanted to share with you, with my rambling thoughts, my preparation for things like this. Now, over the years, I've been very to the limit, very hand to mouth. For around about 5 years, pretty much every penny that I earned was pretty much already prearranged to go to somebody else, a debt or food or day-to-day living expenses. Now, it's very hard to have a backup plan when you earn, say, £650, £700 and you've got to pay out £650, £700, or in some case, maybe even more. It's very hard to have a plan in general to do anything when you don't have money, right? But it's not all down to money either. What kind of redundancies have you built into your life? What kind of redundancy is in your current system? Like, do you drive to work? Good. Do you know the bus routes that you might need to take if you can't ever drive again? In fact, if you used to lose your car tomorrow, if you used to lose your license tomorrow, do you know if you can get to work at all? Are there trains that can get you there? Are there buses that can get you there? What are the timetables? What are the issues? What are the delays? What are the costs? Now, in this case, I'm very, very lucky that I work from home, which means I'm able to look after, like, my stepdaughter. And whilst my other half currently sits and waits for elective surgery, we know that our childcare needs are met. She's currently being looked after by her mother, by her choice, by the way. I'd be more than happy to be there, but yeah. So my backup plans here happens to be, in many ways, my business, very luckily, is run by me, for me, and my clients. So I have a situation where I deliberately work hard to push work into following weeks. So this is because I know I am a bottleneck for my own business. If I'm ill, if I'm unable to work, if I'm unable to record or edit, reply to emails or send invoices, the business still needs to generate money or still needs to work as if I'm there normally. So I build redundancy or backup plans into my systems, right? And this is something that I advise you do for yourself as well. Whether it's work, whether it's personal, whether it's pleasure, anything that you wish. Now, I make sure that I am a couple of weeks ahead. I bulk record my videos, I bulk edit my clients' videos, I push them, I schedule them, I create content. That way, I know that there's some kind of safety net. If I have to rush to hospital, if I have to miss a week's worth of recording, if I... It's one of those things that I've waxed lyrical about for many, 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 many months on my YouTube channel. Bulk recording will save the stress. Imagine if I had to make a video today for today, right? Knowing well that my other half's currently sat in hospital and knowing that at any point I need to go and pick up the three-year-old. I'm either not going to be focused or I might be called away in the middle of work and then that job's never getting done. Now, I have very understanding clients, but I also make sure that the clients aren't inconvenienced as much and they assume that, you know, everything is normal unless I tell them otherwise. So you need to build that into your life. What kind of work can you do? What kind of systems can you put in place? Now, I don't mean you have to go to work and work 17 billion hours and assume that that's holiday pay. I'm not saying that you have to brown nose yourself so far up your boss's arse that when you need to ask for a favour that they're more than willing to do so. You need to have a look at the stuff around you that might help make things a little easier for you. Do you meal prep? Do you set out your uniform before you go to bed? Just in case, you know, the tumble dryer doesn't work or the washing machine was fine. Do you have multiple versions of your own uniform? Do you have multiple versions of your work stuff? Do you set out your medication? Like, I've got a little pill pot. I mean, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I've been going in and out of doctors and I am now on medication. Right, that requires me to take it every day. Do you have enough money sat in your bank account just in case of a problem? Now, I know how hard that is because for so long, I didn't even have enough money in my bank account to pay for the things that I know was coming out this week, let alone next week or next month. But I found some wonderful apps. One of them is Moneybox. Now, this isn't advertised or it's not a sponsor, but Moneybox helps me save. The way it works is I'll spend, say, £3.50 for a cup of coffee, which I don't, but bear with me for this analogy, whilst my cat is scratching the rug in my living room. Now, I'll spend, say, £3.50 on a cup of coffee. It will round that up to £4 for me, and then in about a week's time, it will take that pocket change off me and put it into a savings account. On average, it means that it takes around about 10, 15 quid away from me every Wednesday, which, you know, if you've got a healthy bank account, £15, you don't really notice. And then that £15 is £30 in 2 weeks, £60 over the course of the month, which is £720 savings over the course of a year that has dripped out of your bank account. Are you able to do something similar? Whether it uses apps, whether it's yourself, whether you deliberately, because one of my friends got a good technique. Have a look at your pocket change. Now, I'm going to use UK money, but you can use anything native to yourself. Now, every time I get any change, any pocket change, if it's a pound coin or a £2 coin, what my friend suggests is that you save that. What I personally do is anything that's actually shrapnel change, I put in a pot now. And what that does is it slowly mounts up and you don't notice it, especially if it's like every time you get a dollar, for example, every time you get a dollar note, or every time you get like a, once again, this is how much my knowledge of American stuff lets me down. But let's say you have a 50 cent piece. There you go. Or a euro or whatever, right? Just nibble it away. Why is that helpful? Well, speaking from personal experience, my first couple of years of being self-employed was horrific. In my worst months, the way it would work out is my pocket change over the course of that month, over the course of that year, that pocket change I'd cash in at the start of January, and then I'd have 20, 30 pounds to feed myself in January, because in the web design world, November, December and January were horrific for being able to sell clients. So that £30 was my safety net for me to be able to feed myself or warm myself and or both. What kind of safety nets have you got in place? Now, it's so easy to think that everything's going fine now so it would continue to be fine. So many times in previous jobs in my life, I got to a point where I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. And some of my, like, my career history, which is possibly why I'm an entrepreneur now, because no one can sack me. In my first 5 years of being in the real employment world, I had a really hard time. Probation periods didn't fit, or jobs didn't work, or... So in my first 3, 4, 5 years, I probably had about 10 jobs. 2 or 3 of those were in security, a couple of them were in banking. And yeah. And you never think that this month is going to be your last payslip for a while. Now, don't get me wrong, I've always worked, no matter what. I've always done something. I've just got the itch. I have to work. I love working. I have to keep my brain going. Even on my days off, even on my holiday days, right, I end up working. I can't ever imagine taking a 2-week holiday off to, I don't know, Ibiza. And my brain not working, it'd take me 2 or 3 days to turn my brain off, and then I'd get bored of not trying to think of work, you know? So anyway, so my biggest problem always used to be that, oh yeah, yeah, I'll do that next month. Oh yeah, yeah, I'll do that next month. And then you look back and you go, oh, fuck, I've had this job for 8 months and now that it's gone, or now this has happened, oh, what am I left with? And there's nothing worse than that panic that you're like, oh no, no, how do I pay that rent? How do I pay this? How do I pay that? Build some redundancy into your system and the safety net's a little bit easier. In this example, in this very, very, very personal situation, right now, because I work from home, it's not a problem. Because I work from home, I'll be able to look after my other half when she comes back from surgery. Because I work from home, I'll be able to look after our 3-year-old. Take her to nursery, make sure that she's entertained, make sure that she's educated, right? And generally make sure that she's not jumping off the sofa or flicking the cat in the face, right? So, on this rather rambly podcast, which I apologise is also late, hopefully you can now understand. Some of the reasons why I do what I do gives me the flexibility in my work. My podcast can be put out at any point at my own discretion. It's in my control. I may set it on set days, but the way I can make it, the way I can upload it, helps me no end. I can do it at any point. Like last week, I gave you some tips and some thoughts whilst I was going to a doctor's appointment. There's not many jobs that would allow you to do that. Have a look at your personal life. What's the thing that gives you problems. How about you do your meal prep? How about you cook on a Sunday and then it makes sure that you've got all of your dinners and all of your teas ready, because then that way you don't have to worry, or you don't have to spend that money that you really don't need to get by buying that sandwich from Tesco's, right? If you prep in advance, it will help you. If you prep in advance, it buys you some time. Did you book that taxi last night to make sure that it arrives this morning? Or are you going to phone up at 7 o'clock hoping that you can get a taxi for 7:10 immediately? Do some preparation. Do some pre-planning. Build a backup plan and it will help you. Now, I'm off to go and edit 4 or 5 more videos and maybe record some more videos for later. But if I don't, I'm very lucky enough that I've already got my backup plan in place. What are you doing to support yourself? What backup plans and safety nets have you put in place? What tips would you like to offer people? Tweet at me, #StartCreatingPodcast. If there's also a topic that you would like me to discuss or to randomly ramble over, feel free to tweet at me, @AlanSpicer, the letter Y and the letter T. So AlanSpicerYT. And I'll see you soon. Go out there, start creating. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating Podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/AlanSpicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.